Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, September 15th. The State House of Representatives has approved a bill expanding absentee voting for the upcoming general election. Most notable among the changes, all registered voters will be able to cast an absentee ballot. House members voted down other amendments that would have removed a witness signature requirement and allowed voters to drop off ballots near county election offices. The changes only apply to the November election. In other news, four named storms, Sally, Teddy, Paulette, and Vicky, continue to move over the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Meteorologist Dr. Athena Mason says a high rip current risk will continue along our beaches generated by Hurricane Paulette, which is moving out to sea. However, she says Sally is still likely to impact the state later this week after it makes landfall along the Gulf Coast.
The first of the rain bands from Sally may arrive over the state late Wednesday afternoon, but the bulk of the rain is likely to arrive on Thursday. Flash flooding is becoming increasingly probable, particularly over the upstate, but it may occur in other parts of the state too.
Dr. Mason says more than 5 inches of rain may occur with Sally and encourages South Carolinians to monitor forecasts over the coming day or two. Teddy and Vicky are over the far eastern Atlantic Ocean and are expected to remain at sea throughout the weekend. State public health officials advise anyone who finds themselves out and about in the community or unable to socially distance and wear a mask to get tested for COVID at least once a month. The announcement comes after a volatile two-week period of daily case counts and fluctuating transmission rates. DHEC today reported 700 new cases of novel coronavirus with a positive rate near 16%. The state's largest health system is launching a statewide flu vaccination campaign, saying this year everyone is at risk of catching the flu and COVID-19 at the same time. Prisma Health says it hopes to vaccinate approximately 200,000 people over the 2020 flu season. Prisma says reduced-cost flu vaccinations will be offered throughout its clinics and facilities, as well as in 11 counties across the Midlands and upstate. Businesses are short on coins lately, and a University of South Carolina economist says it's because of the COVID pandemic. South Carolina Public Radio's Tud Underwood has more.
Because fewer people are shopping in stores and doing more shopping online with credit cards, fewer coins are being spent in stores, and they find it hard to come up with change, according to USC's Dr. Bill Hawk. He said he's observed how some businesses attempt to deal with the problem.
I've seen a lot of places, especially, you know, sort of convenience store type places, they're asking for exact change, or I've even been in a couple where they say, if you have any change, we'll round to the nearest dollar, we'll buy your coins from you. So that suggests there are some businesses out there that are struggling.
This is the latest of a number of coin shortages that have occurred periodically through history, said Hawk, but it's the first that has been caused by a disease. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
The city of Spartanburg last night said yes to a plan aimed at tackling its affordable housing woes. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
The city council greenlighted a deal to create a housing fund trust on Monday night. The move is in partnership with Greenville-based Community Works and is geared towards increasing the number of affordable housing units citywide. The fund will help offset the cost of new and affordable units for private developers and nonprofits, and that could breathe life into an issue gone stagnant over the past 12 years.
There hasn't been enough housing construction, period, since the Great Recession.
Brian Grady is the director of research at SC Housing.
There's very little in the way of sort of starter home construction. That's just basically not getting built.
Spartanburg is putting $750,000 into the housing fund to spark new construction that doesn't price buyers out as the city grapples with a fast-growing population. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
And masks are an on-again, off-again, on-again thing in Mount Pleasant. Victoria Hansen reports.
Council members voted Tuesday that people must wear a mask in grocery stores, pharmacies, and town-owned buildings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. What's more, employees at restaurants, stores, and salons must wear a mask as well. Mount Pleasant's original ordinance expired the last weekend in August, and many were outraged council members failed to extend it during an emergency meeting. The new ordinance is effective immediately. In Mount Pleasant, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.